Well, hello, friends. Mark DeMatteo coming at you with a special message going out to my Great Questions group friends on this 16th day of June 2017. And the title of this message is simply Stuff, S-T-U-F-F. And when I say stuff, I'm talking about possessions, things that we own. And the reason for the message is because, folks, through the course of events, I am actually in the process of moving my elderly parents in with me over the next 2 to 3 months through this summer. And part of the process is we are clearing out most of their possessions in preparation for this. And my folks have not been hoarders by any stretch of the imagination, but like most people over their lifetime, they have managed to accumulate a significant amount of things, especially because, as you've heard me refer to in the general messages, we had the opportunity for a while to live overseas. And during the course of the travels that we've done over there, they were able to pick up a lot of unique items, a lot of collectibles and things like that. But also while they have been here in the U.S., like most folks. So a lot of different things. And in order to move them into my house, of course, family members are going to be taking possession of a few of the items that they want. But a lot of the things we need to get rid of. And they have value. And so consequently, I have been, as I am the point person helping them through this process, I've been going through what you might call a crash course, learning curve on different ways of liquidating estates. And one of that has been estate sales. So I've been learning about the process, the companies. We have been attending actually a number of different estate sales. I've been looking at them online. I've been checking out the pictures. We have actually been interviewing some of the companies in preparation for the potential of actually having one done for us. But through all of this, folks, I have actually been exposed to, not surprisingly, lots and lots of possessions, people's things that because of death, because of relocation, most of the time it's because people have become older and are getting towards the end of their life and they're going through transitions. They have many, many items that they've accumulated that they now need to get rid of, like we are going through at this point. And it's made me reflect on a lot of this, folks. It's made me once again reemphasize some of the things that I have been thinking about, conclusions I've been coming to, and really just kind of underscoring some of this. And I thought I would take a moment or two, as I said, and share a little bit of some of these thoughts, because I think it'll resonate with a lot of you all. And perhaps it will, impact you as it's impacted me in a positive way, as we constantly, as we're living our lives, you know, we're reassessing, we're reprioritizing what we're doing and how we're doing it. And it's this is all certainly making me do that, okay? Now, first of all, to say this, there's no doubt that we do need some stuff in order to live, to help us live. And I'm glad I have some stuff, and I'm sure you are too. But it's just reminding me, it's just amazing at times how much we can accumulate. And often we can find ourselves perhaps getting too caught up in it and spending a lot and perhaps sometimes an inordinate amount of time and energy and money in simply accumulating material things. And so what it's really kind of brought to mind to me is several things, and I want to just quickly share those with you, okay? Number one is it has been re-emphasizing to me the fact that I wish things would stay the same, but they don't. It's reminded me that eventually everything in this life changes. Of course, we've been talking about some of that in the general messages. A lot of this will resonate with you because we've been covering this, but again, as much as we've been covering it, and you know, I've actually been the one doing the messages, it's amazing how much this has just really, again, re-emphasized the reality of the temporariness of the material things that we have and how suddenly all of this can change. And folks, the reality is everything that we now own, we will one day leave behind. We're really not owners. The term I have heard that I like to use that I think accurately describes the situation is stewards. We're really stewards. We have possession for only a while and then we pass it on. The reality is we came into this world with nothing, and that is the way we are going to leave, with nothing. I'm sure you've heard the term before. There are no U-Haul trailers being pulled behind a hearse in a funeral procession. It reminds me of years ago when we did live overseas and we had the opportunity to visit Egypt. And one of the places we went was the Valley of the Kings. And there they had found a number of these tombs and that were actually had been hidden for a number of years, for a long, long time, in fact. The reason being is because back in ancient Egypt, they believed that in the afterlife, if you were buried with your possessions, that you would have access to them. And so consequently, the kings, the pharaohs, the royalty that were, of course, very wealthy, were buried with lots and lots of things. And the reason why they were in hidden tombs or in tombs that were in hidden places is they didn't want thieves to break in and take their possessions. Well, of course, some of them were broken into and the items were taken, but some of them were hidden a little better and the items were not taken. And the point is, they are still there. And even though the particular individual people have died and gone on to what is next, they did not take their possessions with them, as we, of course, all know. We leave it again all behind. Another little story on that, I have a friend that belongs to the same health club that I go to. And we were recently discussing this topic because it's obviously been on my mind. And he told me something interesting. He said that back in Korea, where he's originally from, that when they do have a funeral, they dress the deceased in clothing that has no pockets. To reemphasize that, same point, or to remind them of that same point. We're taking nothing with us. We leave it all behind. And you know, folks, what it's also been reemphasizing to me is that even while we do have temporary possession of all the things that we currently are stewards of down here, due to the law of decay, they are all constantly tending to become dusty and dirty. And they're wearing out, and they're breaking down, and they're ultimately disintegrating, all right? Even if they don't do that within our lifetime, they outlast us. Eventually, that's what will happen to all of these things. It is this universal law. And so it's just re-emphasized to me that even though we need some, I know I need some, you all need some, I know for myself, I'm becoming more and more aware of the fact that I don't really need as much as I sometimes think I need, okay, as far as quantity and the different types of things. And it's also reminding me to not hold on too tightly to these things, to kind of hold on to them with a loose grip, as it were, because you don't know how long you're going to have them, and ultimately you will not have them. It's interesting, too. Because the older I actually get, I find myself wanting less. I actually want to declutter, to simplify. I like having a less cluttered environment. I find it helps it just helps me on a variety of different levels, the way I think and simplifying. And quite frankly, folks, I find myself it helps me focus on some of the more important things. Which are some of the subjects of the great questions, all right? And maybe things that are going to last. I'll talk about that as I wrap this up. In fact, in along those lines, I'm finding myself almost becoming a bit of a minimalist as I progress in years. And you know, as I kind of wrap up just this quick message with a few of these thoughts, let me just kind of emphasize this point. It is why I have become more and more interested in an afterlife. And, you know, in the general messages, you know that on my studies, I have found a tremendous amount of evidence that points to the reality that all of this, this entire cosmos, from the fundamental structure all the way up to you and I, is the result of the design of a vast mind. And that mind is an adequate cause for the effect of an afterlife. And an afterlife that would be on a far, far greater level than this current existence. It makes me start to wonder about a better reality. It makes me start to wonder about better possessions, a higher level of enjoyment with whatever these possessions may be, an environment where those possessions do not decay, they do not run down, they do not. We are of an awareness that there's a certain degree that we have, but you know we don't overdo it. You know what I mean? But furthermore, that the reality will be a far, far longer reality, and one where we can keep these possessions and enjoy them on a long-term basis. And that is something that is very, very profound to think about, especially in light of the reality of the way things operate here and the stuff operates here. And so, again, it has helped me, it has reminded me to reprioritize, to constantly reassess the way I'm living my life. And it also helps in the achievement of that universal emotional condition that we're all striving for, which of course is happiness. So again, I just wanted to take a few moments, share those thoughts with you. I think they'll resonate with you. We all live in the same world. We're all dealing with the same things. We all want that same emotional condition of happiness. I think any thinking person would desire the reality of a better afterlife. And if the facts point to that, then that is something that, again, will temper the way we live this life and again, perhaps make us more and more begin to take steps to prepare and to reprioritize in anticipation of a reality that's coming, something that makes us live our life forward and with anticipation. So anyway, we're going to be talking more and more about that. But since all this has been going on in my life, in one way or another, it will touch all of our lives. Perhaps it's already touched some of you all that are listening to this today. But if it hasn't, it will. It's the nature of this existence. And so it's really great to think a little bit about these things, prepare for them, understand the reality so that, again, we can actually look beyond them. We know that this is not all there is. There is something more. Okay? So anyway, wanted to share those with you. Appreciate you folks. Always enjoy it. And hope you all are having an excellent day when you get this. And we'll look forward to talking to you next time. Okay? Take care. Bye-bye now.